The mother of the Oxford High School shooter would like her conviction thrown out. It was a 34-page filing yesterday. She has new counsel, and they are arguing she should get a new trial, including ineffective counsel as one of the arguments. Let's bring in Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law. Thank you for being here, Todd. Are you there, Todd?
I am.
All right. Excellent.
Good morning.
Good morning.
We talked about her attorney a lot when the trial was going on, and that is one of the arguments here, that she was an ineffective counselor.
Yeah, we did. And I think, obviously, there is questions as it related to whether or not she met the standards to put on an effective defense. This is pretty much, we all predicted that question was going to come up. The new appellate attorney is asking for, in essence, a new trial or to have it dismissed because of the ineffective assistance of counsel by defense. That really is kind of prophylactic. It's one of those things that the attorney has to do. This is going to end up in the Court of Appeals, and Michael's just preserving that issue for the Court of Appeals. I doubt very seriously the judge is going to grant that motion of ineffective assistance of counsel, but it's just preserving the rights for the appeal as it goes up the stage.
So her attorney is, described the prosecutor's or the prosecution's actions as prosecutorial overreach. Now, in your opinion, Todd, I mean, how can a prosecutor balance that aggressive litigation but still make sure defendant's right is, to a fair trial is had?
So this, I don't think, is an overreach. This is kind of, just remember the facts. Remember the facts. Facts on every case, in every situation, dictate the day. Here, they bought their shooter, their son, a gun, and they knew. I mean, if you just go in the temporal kind of timeline, they knew their son was at points paranoid, seeing things. Look at the text messages just a week or so before the shooting of November 30th. Look at what the shooting just minutes before. Are you okay? With the mother. They buy their son a gun. The mom takes the kid to the shooting range and knowing that he is disturbed. They don't safeguard that gun. They have a duty to safeguard that gun. So the fact of all of those things, when you're threading that needle, you just look at the basic fundamentals of what took place. Lloyd, you wouldn't give your keys to your son if he was intoxicated and say, hey, I know you're drunk. Go here, drive the car. You're not going to do that.
Nope.
Right? You're not going to put other people in peril.
That's right.
Here, this is what happened. They left and gave a kid a gun. They had a duty to secure that gun. Fine. Get to the next thing. And it was foreseeable. That's what the courts are going to say. It was reasonably foreseeable that if you give this kid, a gun, who's so disturbed, it's reasonably foreseeable that he's going to commit some harm to himself or others, isn't it? So, yes, that you're going to get past that. What I think the defense here is going to argue the most, and this is where I think you're going to have some questions, is the proffer agreement.
I was going to ask you about that. Explain what a proffer is so that us lay folks can understand that. And
sure.
Was it a promise not to – is a proffer a promise not to prosecute? Because this is what she offered to the counselor and the dean of students, both of whom had some exposure there in terms of criminal culpability or civil culpability.
I think on both sides, because they at least, misconduct in office, if they're an office holder or hold a particular title, you got to have – a corrupt mind, you got to have a corrupt act, those counselor and the dean of students, or a failure to act. It's a neglect of duty, which is a misdemeanor. So do they have criminal culpability? Yes. All right. So here's what's a proffer agreement. A proffer agreement or a Castigar letter, or in the federal system, we call it queen of the day or Castigar letter. Proffer agreement is, hey, listen, I'm going to bring you all in and I'm going to interview you. Here's an agreement. Anything you say, I'm not going to use that against you. Unless you could say, I know who killed Jimmy Hoffa. All right, fine. I can't use that against you unless there's a derivative way for me to figure out that you did this. Now we sign X. You then spill the tea, as the teenagers would say. Give me the tea. So they give out everything they have. They say all of it, and there is an agreement here that those words you said are not going to be used against you. Well, that proffer agreement must be disclosed to the defense.
And it wasn't.
That's going to be the glitch here of what the Court of Appeals does with that. We call that Brady material, Maryland v. Brady. Is it something that they could have used in the defense for cross-examination to the witness? This is what I do when I get a witness up on the stand and I'm a defense attorney. I say, so you signed this agreement? Yes, I did. You signed that agreement and you told them everything? Yes. And you were told they had to tell the truth? Yes. Who determines the truth in this matter? And I point to the prosecutor, not the jury, but you over here. The prosecution is the one in this particular agreement determines the truth. So that's going to be the sticking part, because the defense didn't get that opportunity to cross-examine that witness with his proffer agreement. The question now is going to be, is there so much evidence, so much, was it an avalanche of evidence that it was harmless error?
But there was plenty of gross negligence there that would get you that involuntary manslaughter conviction.
Oh, yeah. Every day of the week, twice on Sunday.
Okay.
It happens all the time. I mean, this is not the first time a parent has been charged for being neglectful of leaving a gun out in a child shooting and killing somebody or injuring himself. This is the first time in our history of the United States of America that a mass shooting case took place. Right. But not the first time a parent has been charged.
Well, because of that, a lot of eyeballs are going to be on this case, and we'll need your counsel, Todd Flood, attorney and managing partner at Flood Law, as this moves forward. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me, everybody, my three amigos. Be well.
See ya.
You too. Coming up, Jahmyr Gibbs inadvertently let some signs get out there. What the offensive coordinator thinks about that next on JR Morning.